From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan says American troops should still be involved in combat next year, even as the U.S. officially shifts to an assisting role. The U.S. and its NATO partners will move into a supporting position in 2013, with Afghan security forces taking the lead in fighting. But General John Allen says that doesn't mean U.S. forces won't still see combat. He says U.S. forces won't fully disengage until the end of 2014, the date NATO has set for ending the war. President Obama and other world leaders discuss the future of Afghanistan and their role in it at Sunday's NATO summit in Chicago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The first event of the summit was a meeting between President Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The two men spent more than an hour discussing plans for Afghanistan once most Western combat troops pull out at the end of 2014. They also discussed the upcoming Afghan presidential elections and the prickly issue of peace negotiations with the Taliban. The U.S. hopes NATO allies will commit to long-term support for the country after 2014. President Obama cautioned that Afghanistan still needs help.
We still have a lot of work to do, and there will be great challenges ahead. The loss of life continues in Afghanistan. There will be hard days ahead.
The summit will continue through to late Monday afternoon. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.
An icon of the disco era has died. Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees was 62. He had been suffering from cancer and pneumonia. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Blow-dried hair, slick outfits, the Bee Gees embodied 1970s disco culture. But the Bee Gees were popular before writing and performing songs for Saturday Night Fever. In the 1960s, it was Robin Gibb who sang lead on one of their earliest hits.
Here I'm going back to Massachusetts.
The Gibb family suffered a number of personal tragedies. Robin Gibb's younger brother, Andy, died when he was just 30 years old, and Robin's twin, Morris, died in 2003. Before he died, Robin Gibb wrote his first classical piece with his son. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Republicans and Democrats aren't changing their minds when it comes to their positions on spending cuts versus tax increases to deal with the nation's debt. House Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both say when Congress is asked to raise the nation's borrowing cap after the election, they'll insist on spending cuts to offset the increase. McConnell said it was the perfect time to have a broader debt discussion. Top Democratic leaders say the GOP stance is irresponsible. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Boehner wants to go over the edge. This is NPR News. A gun battle broke out in Beirut as fears mounted that the conflict in neighboring Syria is bleeding across the borders. Six people were wounded in clashes that erupted late Sunday and continued early Monday. The fighting comes after Lebanese soldiers fatally shot an anti-Syrian cleric and his bodyguard when they failed to stop at a checkpoint. The Lebanese army says it regrets the incident and that a committee will investigate. Last week, clashes sparked by the Syrian crisis killed at least eight people in the northern city of Tripoli. Israel's prime minister is warning that Israel could be swamped by illegal migrants from Africa. As Linda Gradstein reports, Benjamin Netanyahu says that if Israel doesn't stop them, their numbers could grow tenfold.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said the influx of African migrants is threatening the fabric of Israeli society, its national security, and its national identity. African migration has become a hot political and social issue of late. Anti-immigrant groups blame migrants for rising crime, but other Israelis say the Jewish state should be more sensitive. Since 2005, roughly 50,000 Africans have fled to Israel to escape poverty and persecution. Legally, they are not allowed to work, although many have found illegal jobs. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
An American Airlines passenger plane had to make an emergency landing at Raleigh-Durham International Airport Sunday morning after crews discovered that it was leaking oil. The pilot noticed the leak shortly after taking off from Raleigh for Chicago. The pilot brought the plane down safely as emergency crews stood by on the second attempt. None of the 138 passengers were injured. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.